Welcome into the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and proudly presented by USAA. USAA is continuing on with their hiring efforts. If you'd like to join their great team, just visit usaajobs.com. October is Arts Month, and we're focusing on the role that the arts plays when it comes to behavioral health and wellness, and how Mount Carmel and their partners is working to support these efforts throughout Southern Colorado. And my first guest here on the podcast is Kirsten Belair, the Director of Behavioral Health and Wellness at Mount Carmel. And Kirsten, thank you as always for joining us.
Thank you for having me again.
And let's talk about it, because you know behavioral health is much more than just the traditional lay down on the couch, how does that make you feel type therapy.
I love it that you just said it that way. So typically nowadays, behavioral health isn't laying down on the couch anymore. That would be more of a Freudian old school. But, you know, sometimes that can be really helpful, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, yeah. So a lot of people think that behavioral health really is just the four walls talk therapy. And sometimes people aren't wanting to really just talk overtly about the struggles that they're having. And so there's so many other options and opportunities, like alternative therapies that can help us process and navigate through, you know, our emotional or mental struggles or just the stresses that we have.
Yeah, it's something, and especially when we're talking with a lot of our veteran and service-connected people, just that idea of openly talking just for the sake of talking is definitely a little bit more out of the normal, a little more uncomfortable.
Yes, it can be. Because again, sometimes when we put words, when we actually say the words, It has an impact, and I want to say, like, speaking it means sometimes for us that it's real, that mm-hmm. it's that it happened. And sometimes, truthfully, we can't even find the words to really express what we've experienced or what we're feeling.
Exactly. And when it comes to that, there are so many other alternative options to this, that four-wall therapy, to really get the behavioral health and wellness picture put together correctly at Mount Carmel.
Absolutely. And so some of those additional alternative therapies, for example, are at Mount Carmel, we have Tai Chi and trauma-informed yoga. And those two alternative therapies really help engage what we call in our psych world, right, the parasympathetic nervous system. Mm-hmm. So people who feel kind of overdrive or highly stressed or super aroused, these type of engagements can really help us calm and center ourselves, and we can think our way out of it, but this actually helps our body get in line with those thoughts. We also have music expression, and we have a veterans writing workshop that's happening at Mount Carmel in the month of October, and in partnership, we have, you know, equine therapy opportunities here in the community. So just overall kind of looking at those alternate options.
Yeah, there's so many great ways to do it. And you mentioned that writing course. That might be a great way, if you can't find those words, to find a way to have it come out physically, to make those words kind of manifest.
Absolutely. I actually took a writing kind of experience, and we just free wrote. And I was writing about a personal subject, and allowing myself just the freedom with a little bit of directive to engage in this free thought, free flow. I mean, I'm a grammatical person, and so I had to let that go, and I just had to express that way. It was pretty powerful for me. But I know we have a couple of other really awesome partnerships that are going to be highlighted today with you, Andrew. And one of them is the Military Arts Connection. And you'll be hearing from Andy Vick later, but this is a really amazing program here in our community. So at no cost for veterans and their families, they can engage in a plethora of just experiences. For example, they have photography, they have clay, pottery stuff, they have music, they have art, they have just so many different things. And so if you guys go to the website and just explore the options that they have, and you see something that you might want to engage in, you can just email me or contact me at Mount Carmel, and we can get you set up with that at no cost.
Yeah, and there's great classes going on as well. You've got the family arts class as well, once a month as well, that is a great way to help engage not only the person maybe going through that, but the entire support staff.
Absolutely. So, like you mentioned, the art expressions, I've known a lot of people who've done this. I've as well, done it personally, it's pretty powerful to see your expression, the parts of yourself sometimes that we are not even aware of, come out in a form of art. And it's been such a great honor to partner with Bemis School of Art. And you'll be hearing from Tina Reiro. Yeah, it's a beautiful last name. I'm probably butchering it, sorry. And they basically host these art expression classes at Mount Carmel weekly. So those are usually on Monday. And we're looking for people who would be interested in a family art expressions class. So if you guys are interested who are listening, please let us know. And we can look at scheduling one coming up in the near future.
All right. And again, for more information on all of this, just reach out to Mount Carmel Veterans Center. You can find them at veteranscenter.org or give the main desk a call, 719-772-7000. We have much more on all these partnerships and how to connect the arts with behavioral health and wellness on the Mount Carmel Veterans Podcast still ahead.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA. Proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Of course, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center is a nonprofit organization focused on military veterans and their families. They provide incredible services for veterans and their families of any era, regardless of discharge status. That's transition employment. They have a veteran and family resource center as well as behavioral health and wellness. That's what we're talking about today on the podcast. October is Arts Month. We heard from Kirsten, there are so many ways to connect behavioral health and wellness with the arts. That's where I'm joined on the phone by Andy Vick, the Executive Director of the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, as well as the Military Arts Connection. And Andy, thanks so much for joining us here on the Veterans Voice.
Pleasure to be with you, Andrew.
And let's talk a little bit about what the Military Arts Connection is.
So Military Arts Connection is a program that does exactly what the title says, right? It connects our military community members with local artists to have enriching and fulfilling cultural experiences that can help them on their journey to healing and recovery, or maybe they're just for fun and a great way to connect with the local community.
And what are some of the ways that it is connecting throughout Southern Colorado?
Well, so we have a great partnership with Mount Carmel, as well as about 30 other local military and veteran service organizations here in the community. And once they partner with the Military Arts Connection program, they can refer their clients or patients or customers, however they term them, to have a free artistic experience through the MAC program. And it becomes another tool for someone like Kirsten at Mount Carmel to be able to offer to the veterans who are looking for an experience that might uplift, enrich, and perhaps help them on a healing journey. So it's really a great resource, and interested veterans just need to reach out to Kirsten at Mount Carmel, and she can schedule these experiences for you. You can actually go to militaryartsconnection.org in advance on your own and just look and see what art experiences are offered. See if you find something you like, then reach out to Kirsten and she can make it happen for you.
And of course, what better time to really get engaged in this, because we have Arts Month going on throughout the month of October. And let's just talk about a little bit of the purpose and goal of Arts Month as well.
Yeah, so this is the eighth year that our local community has celebrated Arts Month, but National Arts and Humanities Month has been going on for several decades during the month of October, and it's really celebrated around the country. And locally here for us, it's a way to celebrate the creative talent of our community, to create new arts engagement, and to hopefully expose folks who have never been exposed to arts before to have one new cultural experience during the month of October, which hopefully will lead them to a lifelong connection with arts. So that's really what Arts Month is about. And as you said, Andrew, this is a great time for our military community, if they have not been involved in the arts in the past, to take advantage of Military Arts Connection through Mount Carmel. And it's a great way for them to have a wonderful art experience and also be a part of Arts Month this October.
Yeah, and it's a great way as well, as we'd mentioned, for not only just the veteran themselves, but to get the support staff involved, maybe get their kids involved if they've come back from a deployment and haven't spent a whole lot of quality time with the kids, to have those really impactful connections and experiences that will create long-lasting memories.
You're absolutely right. So Military Arts Connection is open to active duty, veteran, and dependents. You have to live here in El Paso or Teller County. Really, that's the only requirement, other than you have to go through one of our trained service organizations like Mount Carmel in order to access the free program. But you're totally correct, and some of the most amazing experiences that I've seen come through the program have been these instances where a family gets together and does a craft project, or a father and daughter do a cooking experience online. So many different ways to involve your family, because you're absolutely right that the support network around our veterans and active duty service members are so important, and we want to make sure that they also can benefit from the Military Arts Connection program.
And let's talk about some of the options that are out there, because a lot of what you mentioned isn't the kind of typical painting or pottery classes, which I'm sure you have, but there's a number of other great arts experiences that are available.
Yeah, so if your listeners go to militaryartsconnection.org, and then up at the top there's a header called Experiences, and you click that, and then you can see, I think right now we have about 60 different experiences that are offered. And they range, as you suggested, from the sort of, you know, learning to draw or learning to paint, all the way to things like working with ceramics and clay, or learning how to play the guitar, or having a culinary arts experience. We have an artist who will do a pit barbecue class to teach you how to be a better barbecue person. So everything that is within these sort of broad definitions of what art is, if we have a local artist on our Military Arts Connection roster who is offering that experience, then that's something that veterans can and service members and their families can order through Kirsten in this case, and have these free cultural experiences that are going to be enriching, that are going to connect you to the arts community here. And hopefully, if you do it with your family, you know, build a relationship and a bond that may need a little extra attention, given the challenges of you know, what military service can inflict upon someone.
Exactly. You know, Andy, this is such an amazing experience, and not only, as you mentioned, for the veteran, the active duty service member and their family, but as well for the artisans as well. And what have you heard from some of the people that are participating in this program as far as just the impact that they've had being a part of this?
Well, we get some amazing feedback. The system is set up so that after an experience is completed, there is a notice that goes out and asks not only the military participant to give feedback on their experience, but also the artist who just gave the experience. We want their feedback as well. And the feedback we get is just overwhelmingly positive, and in some cases so powerful, when a veteran is talking about how this has helped them to heal, or when a active duty spouse or family member writes a comment about how wonderful it was to spend time with my parent because he or she has been deployed for so long, and this was a great way for us to reconnect and do something special together. So we keep all of that feedback and share it periodically in various publications and reporting that we do. But it's just been so gratifying to hear the positive comments that are coming back, particularly from the military community, but also from the local artists who are in some cases, working with folks that they've never interacted with before. So it's a great experience for them. And we give them some military cultural competency training before they do this work. So they're making new friends, building new acquaintances. And for the artists, they actually get paid for these experiences. So even though it's free to the military community, thanks to our sponsors and donors, the artists get paid for their service as well. So it's really a win-win kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a great way to really help connect and, as you mentioned, enrich not only the active duty and the veterans' life, but the artisans as well. And again, there's a number of other special events going on throughout the area in October celebrating Arts Month. And let's hit on some of the other ways we can celebrate arts throughout the community.
So, for example, you could go to artsoctober.com, which is the sort of home base for Arts Month here in our community. And from there, you can see all kinds of great cultural events that are happening, some free, some ticketed. There are opportunities to win some prizes. We have a great giveaways section. The highlight this year for our giveaway is if you're the lucky winner, you and three family or friends can go to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo and actually have a painting experience with one of their elephants, right? You're going to get there, the trainers will be there, and you'll have a chance to paint with an elephant, which is just an amazing opportunity. And you just enter to win at artsoctober.com. It's in the giveaways section. So we've created all these different ways to help our community, our military community, to engage in arts and culture, not only year-round, but particularly during Arts Month this October.
Yeah, and again, talking as well about the Military Arts Connection, for anyone who might want more information about this, think they could be a good candidate, what's the best way to connect to get started on this process, Andy?
So what I would suggest is go to militaryartsconnection.org, take a look at all the experiences that are offered, and then if you find something that looks interesting, I would reach out to Kirsten at Mount Carmel, and her contact information is on the website in the service organizations section. And just say in an email or phone, hi, Kirsten, I saw this great experience on the MAC website, and I'd love to find out if I could be referred to have that experience. And that's Kirsten's decision as one of our partners, but, you know, she wants to help our veterans to have these experiences. So if you qualify by living in our community and being a active duty veteran or dependent, in theory, you should be able to have a wonderful free cultural experience through the MAC program.
All right. Well, Andy Vick with the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, also Military Arts Connection, thank you so much for joining us here on the Veterans Voice, talking about everything that we have to offer and making this all possible.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate the opportunity.
No problem. And again, for more information, start over at veteranscenter.org. Give them a call, 719-772-7000. And again, ask for Kirsten if you want more information specifically on the MAC program, militaryartsconnection.org, and be sure to click on experiences. Still ahead here on the Veterans Voice, we're continuing to talk about the ways that arts can better our mental and behavioral health. We'll continue talking with more Mount Carmel partners here on the Veterans Voice podcast.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers, and we're continuing to talk about the link between behavioral health and wellness and the arts. Joining me now is Tina Reyero. She's a licensed counselor, founder of Aesthetic Counseling. She is also a co-instructor of Military Artistic Healing over at Bemis Art School. And Tina, thank you so much for joining us here on the Veterans Voice.
Well, hi, Andrew, and thank you so much for including me. I feel honored to share about military autistic healing and on behalf of Tara Thomas and Kim Nguyen.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about some of the ties you have to our veteran community.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Hudson Valley, New York, and my grandfather was a service Army military member and soldier in World War II. And after he returned from his service, since he struggled with PTSD, and I really couldn't put my finger on what that meant as a child and adolescence until I started to explore ways to integrate my loves and passions of art appreciation and attending special events, museums, and galleries. And I've also had a draw to helping professions. So I wanted to figure out a way to integrate all that into understanding my family background and my grandfather in specific. And so when I moved to Colorado Springs, I searched for art therapy programs in the area and found Kim Nguyen with Diversus Health, formerly known as Aspen Point, and her Creative Expressions Program. And I gained her trust over time, and she let me co-facilitate some of the military artistic programs at the Bema School of Art.
Cool. And as you've gone through this, let's just talk about how art can really help people process through these stressors, traumas, and everything else.
Yeah, I really feel that expressive arts, aka art therapies, mm-hmm. really help a client tap into the intuitive, emotional, and more just sensory notice of what's going on in their body in the present. And it really helps get out of the mind at times to integrate a deeper sense of understanding about themselves. And art therapies in specific really help to personalize their techniques and discover new ways of creating to develop a more expressive and healing modalities for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we mentioned earlier that sometimes there's not a way to really come up with the words or find the words that you're trying to get out, but having something physical like arts, maybe you can find it through a brush or a pen or a pencil, things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, when you just sit in with the process mm-hmm. of being with a paintbrush. As one of the veterans that has participated in the program earlier on, and he's noted, quote, "With each stroke of a paintbrush, I'm laying down those images and memories that have disrupted my life for so long."
Yeah, that's powerful.
Yeah, and I just really wanted to bring in specific anecdotes from the participants and who have been either active or veterans or family members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because so many times a lot of these traumatic triggers, a lot of these stressors aren't exactly words or something that you've written. It's things that you're experiencing that you see that you're still seeing no matter what you do, no matter when you shut your eyes, if you're laying there trying to sleep. These are images that keep popping up. So having a way to visually express them and kind of work through that process is so, it seems much more intuitive than people give it credit for.
Absolutely. And as this veteran of the Iraq War has also noted, that he's been through many types of therapy, such as EMDR, biofeedback, psychiatric testing, traditional cognitive behavioral counseling. And it's only been art therapy that has proven for him to sustain his system, his symptoms, excuse me, and to bring a more of a balance with other modalities and practices.
Yeah, and then let's talk about the connection and kind of how this is all working through the Bema School of Arts.
Well, the Military Artistic Healing Program at the Bema School of Art has been in existence since 2009, and I've been assisting Kim Nguyen and Tara Thomas with the program since 2014, and they've been providing, on average, one or two classes per semester at the Bema School of Art. And so that constitutes as about four, 8 week classes per year. And initially started as an individual group participation for active military personnel and veterans. And then they've expanded the program to have a separate class for family members as well.
That's awesome. And, the idea, again, having the support staff being wrapped up and involved in this as well is so much such a benefit, not just for the, you know, veteran or somebody who's going through trauma, but for them as well, who's kind of getting the trauma of being that support staff.
Absolutely, because vicarious trauma, we're learning more and more through research and evidence-based approaches, has a long-lasting effect upon close family members, spouses, and children especially.
Yeah, and then doing this as well, you know, you've had some great anecdotes and messages from people who have taken the classes as well, but you've seen a lot of growth as well through the veteran participants throughout this process.
Yes, I have. Every time I attend and I'm just present, I sense that they simply want to connect. They want to, all participants as a military active or veteran or personnel, we're also just simply human beings, and we want to connect and sense care and joy. And by being a presence, we really collaborate and work as a group to share adverse experiences. And I've witnessed, yes, time and time again, that connection and care is fundamentally the healing process.
Absolutely. And then if anyone wants some more information, if they're listening to this, thinking this could be definitely something to try out, how can they get involved? When are the classes offered? How can we get people connected in with the program?
Totally. The Military Artistic Healing Program at Bemis follows, as I mentioned, the semester schedule for the Bemis School of Art. And we had just started our fall semester 2 weeks ago. And veterans and active service members and family members are still able to join. Space available. There's currently a virtual class and a class in person with Kim Nguyen at the Bemis School. And so they just need to call the Bemis School of Art at 719-475-2444 and connect with an administrative assistant there to see about their options of still joining or signing up for the next winter class.
Yeah, and obviously you mentioned this is all through Zoom right now, but that's still a great way to have some kind of connection, and especially for people who might be feeling a little bit of that isolation and darkness due to everything going on through the course of the pandemic.
Yeah, totally. And my understanding is that Bemis has just opened up through the Colorado College's regulations for in-person classes again. So they currently just began with a strict protocol for in-class participation as well.
Perfect. And then, of course, this is also a great benefit as well because, am I reading this right? Is it free for active duty service members, veterans, and their families?
Yes, you are totally reading that correctly. Yeah.
What a great benefit to be able to come have this great training, this great support staff, not only from the education, not only the instructors like yourself and Kim, the arts as well, but to do this with other veterans and other military members as well to create that kind of support system and get those additional battle buddies as they go through this process.
Yes, totally. Since being asked to participate in this recording, I've just listening in to Kristen Belair and Andy Vick, I'm just really touched and appreciative of the community collaboration that we have here in Colorado Springs for supporting our veterans and integrating art appreciation.
Yeah, and again, you've had so many great success stories as well. I know you've got some more anecdotes that you'd want to share as far as people who've taken the class and really the impact that this has had on so many lives here throughout Southern Colorado.
Yeah, thanks for tying back into that, Andrew. Another Navy veteran has noted that learning the coping skills necessary to live in a normal life day to day and aiming towards being productive are what he's been able to exercise and practice with the Military Artistic Healing Program. And as Kim has noted in various previous interviews that she's had, that she finds that many clients find that art therapy helps them in ways that traditional therapy cannot. And fundamentally, other veterans have noted that the program has helped the most by giving them a safe space to go into their mind and their heart, adding that, and a chance to be creative. And that painting multiplies the ability to focus, relax, and even enjoy.
Yeah, it's just something to kind of get out of that internal monologue and to be able to really focus on something other than what you've got going on inside and being able to help kind of unplugged but still have something tactile that you're working on.
Totally, yes. And even just being present with the group, going into the art galleries, for example, is the way that I fundamentally facilitate with the Military Artistic Healing Program, is that I integrate a modality or a tool, you can say, called visual thinking strategies. And I lead a group, a small group, into the galleries. And we take some time to simply just look and observe and be present. And the skills that are developed, meaning that we can really reflect and we can practice listening skills, we can gain some more confidence by engaging with a group, has all fundamentally built this group cohesion. In turn, that develops, you know, each person's understanding that they matter. Their voice matters, their story matters, and their healing matters.
Such a great way to look at that. And again, there's so many great things going on here. I wish we had more time to get into this, but unfortunately we're coming up towards the end. But if anyone wants more information, again, the phone number to call to get started, 719-475-2444, or reach out to Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Of course, they are at 719-772-7000, or find them at veteranscenter.com. You've been listening to the Veterans Voice Podcast. It is the service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and presented by USAA. The Veterans Voice publishes on the second and fourth Saturday of each month at 0800 on KRDO.com or wherever you get your podcasts.